Hey, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad. How are you doing, Matthew?
Pretty okay. At the tail end of the ulcer, which is nice. Also getting over a fever from earlier this week, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, you mentioned you were out and about. Are you starting to do better?
Yeah, definitely.
Hello?
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 Yeah, Matthew, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I lost you for a moment. So I was just asking you, I was just confirming, you mentioned that you were out and about and, are you doing better now?
Yeah, definitely doing better.
Okay, perfect. So, I think we've kind of lost some steam on the project, and I wanted to kind of touch base with you and get the engine steaming once again. I did receive your last email that you sent over a month ago, and I'm still trying to pull that up right now. But you mentioned something about your investors stalling the funding, and that you were working to get that going over the next week. So, how's that coming along? Is there an update?
It's going pretty slowly. So with the investors, I typically meet them in person and then we go over everything just because they all live in Chicago and I just haven't been able to do that these past few weeks. But once I'm able to present to them the API findings and how there won't be like a copyright issue, then I can absolutely get things going.
Well, we have the API information, and we also, we have information that you requested as well. But, I think we were kind of on the same page when we discussed this last time, that this is a matter with the development side of the project. However, we've only covered the design so far in terms of payments, and I think, I was actually believing that we were on the same page that, once we get into the alpha phase, which was supposed to be stalled with the payment issue coming in, once we get that going, then we would be able to pass on those details to you. So, are you saying that the ball's in our court right now, and are you still waiting on the information?
Just the copyright. Like, I remember you explained it to me how the app would like avoid any type of copyright infringement, but it would just help to have it in an email just so I could like present it to the investors.
Okay, so just to relay this over, since I have you right now, I'll also send the email to you. So we, it
Okay.
took a little longer because we just signed up for the web application, and the last thing we had to make sure was that, out of the options that we shortlisted, like I explained to you last time, which one of them would be the most viable to go with the web version as well. So now we don't just have the mobile application to have the API integration with. We also have the web application, and you want to make sure it's seamless across the board, and both the
Yeah.
mobile application and the web app can work with the same API. So we concluded our research about 20 days ago, and I was kind of waiting to hear back from you. But just so you know, we've decided, or we the final API that we came up with was an API that's called Savin. It's SAAVN, and it's actually an
Okay.
unofficial SDK. It's an official API from GeoSavin, which is one of the leading record labels in India. However, it's a pretty reputable company. It's registered worldwide as well, and they so it's we see other applications that are using the same API as well. So I think we
Oh,
should be
okay.
good on that on our technical research as well. Sorry.
No, keep going. I was just saying, okay.
Right, so that's going to help us avoid any kind of copyright issue because we are actually pulling the information from another third-party source. So, the copyright, of course, does not, fall liable on us. And then as far as the technical research is concerned about whether it is actually integratable with the mobile app and the web app as well, and then, cross-platform for, from web to mobile and mobile to web, we've done that research as well. We've done a pilot test too, and now we're 100% confident that we can, go with this API. Unless, of course, when we get to the actual development, which is kind of stalled right now, and when we get to that part, if something else comes up, which is out of the blue, I think we're 100% sure for now that this is going to be the application, in fact, the API that we'll be using. So I'll send you the exact link and the name, and you could read through their documentation as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Right, so that's one thing that I kind of now realized that was pending at my end. The other reason and the more important thing that I have to reach out to you for is that, once again, the payments issue that has been, it has been stalled for over a month, and now for since about a week and a half, it has, it has kind of been raised internally. And what this essentially means is that usually when, like I mentioned to you at the start, we do dedicated teams to projects, right? So we assign you a dedicated team, and a 5-day delay, a 10-day delay, that does not put us behind in terms of the resources because they have to be fed with some work. They're full-time employees here, so we try and we let them move forward with the alpha development on the mobile application and the web app as well. And even that's that sitting completed is just the payment goes through. I'll be able to send you the deliveries as well. However, usually when it's over 30 days that the invoices are due, we kind of receive internal friction whereby we have to release the resources to other projects, right?
I
So,
see.
yeah, because we have to keep them occupied, and they have a daily pay rate as well, and we have to make sure they're fully occupied. And so my team was telling me that if we cannot move forward on the project and we cannot resume the project after within this month, which means that the payments cannot be resumed within this month, then we may have to move the resources to other project that is in line. And what really happens is the other project is going to take priority over yours, and when that's completed, then we can bring the resources back to our Radius project, right? And the
I
only
see.
problem I'm looking with that, honestly, is that I assigned you, I handpicked a team for you, and I mentioned to you that this is the team that did the Yibber application, and then it has also done some other music applications, and it has a similar, a familiar background with what you're trying to achieve with the Radius app. So I really don't want to lose this team to another project, and then kind of make that up with another, makeshift team coming in because the team gets busy with the other project. And in order for me to be able to keep the team intact on the project, I'd like to, I'd like to see if we can, at least roll out the overdue invoices, the two that I've already sent you, within this month, which is, I realize now, we're pretty short on time. That's exactly why I was, I had to reach you earlier. And now we're looking at Monday and then Tuesday, before the month ends. So I'm in a bit of a, rock and a hard place right now, honestly. My team's like, we need to move resources, we need to keep them occupied, which is fair. I mean, if some other project gets delayed, I usually ask for the team to be assigned to my project to get that going. It's fair for them to request this, and then on the other side, I want to make sure you're covered as well, and you don't lose the team that I have, handpicked you and has a good background with your music applications. So what I'm trying to confirm with you is that is it possible for you to pay out at least the two invoices that are overdue now, and then we can probably the other two invoices that are going to be due with the alpha development completion, we could probably defer them until the end of the next month, if that's doable with you.
I don't think I could have it by Tuesday because I would still need to present everything to the investors, and then I'd have to get the wire transfer from them, and then I could start the transfer. So I do understand if the team has to go somewhere else. Like, I personally don't want that, and if it were up to me, I would have already had the money, but I don't. So, yeah, with the information that I just got, I can work as fast as I can to get the money from the investors, but I can't make any guarantees that it will happen within the next week.
All right. Okay. Right. So that's just what I wanted to confirm. Now let me take this information back internally and see whether, what kind of leverage I can, kind of bargain here, at my end on your behalf. And I'll try my best to make sure we still stay intact with the project timeline, because we have stayed intact so far. Just so you know, the alpha development, like I mentioned, was in full swing until now, and we didn't stop that for overdue payments. But now it's just getting a bit, just a tad bit hard for me to keep it going. But anyway, let me work with my team here, and if by any chance, if it's possible, and I don't know, I'm just shooting in the blind, if it's possible that one of the two invoices accept the enhancement order, which can still wait. One invoice that Ellie sent out to you last month, the last invoice. Even if that's something that you could probably put on your credit card or something, and then, meanwhile you receive the funds from the investors. If that is doable and convenient with you, you may just try that, and that's going to help me keep the team intact on my side. But otherwise, I would
Okay.
understand if you're okay. It is what it is, and I'll try and do whatever I can at my end.
I see. Let me look over the invoices, and then I can get back to you.
Okay, perfect then. That sounds like a plan. So the one that Eddie sent to you is for the web, installment. That's about
Okay.
$7,000 or something. And then we have the other one that's the enhancement order that can wait until the next month if it has to. All right?
Okay. All right.
Perfect. So Matthew, let me get back to you by email with the information we discussed, especially the APIs, and there we'll take it from there.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the update.
Well, not a problem, Matt. Let's just stay connected. I just want to make sure, we get back on pace with this project, and we started out with, a good, momentum here. It was, pretty good enthusiasm at my end as well. And over the past month, I've kind of felt like it has, kind of dipped, of course, because, we're not making a lot of progress on the project. So I'll do whatever I can at my end to keep this at pace. And you may please also try and make sure, if you can mend ways with the investors on the payments, that's going to help us, keep everything intact in terms of the team and the, the timeline as well. All right?
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. So, Matthew, that was all from my side. Do you have something for me that you wanted to discuss? In fact, the alpha development deliverables are ready. So whenever we can take care of the invoices, I need to send them over to you as well. So, let's look forward to that then, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, then, perfect. I'll let you go, Matthew, for the day, and you have a good weekend ahead.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye now.